Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, but enough about us. In our studio right now, the great Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons
hello.
Is here.
Hello.
I would say that of all the K-Rock artists, you would be on the Mount Rushmore of K-Rock artists.
That's very sweet. I've just walked past the kitchen where we played.
I remember. You guys played a very memorable set right there in that kitchen. Of all the venues you played, that's got to be one of the most memorables.
And then you guys very politely put our picture on the wall before I got here.
Yep,
which is very sweet of you as well.
Oh, they're already taking it down. They just put the offspring back up. There you go.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain's coming in soon. That's why that picture's up.
We just keep waiting. You said if we hang his picture,
he'll come in. Eventually,
he'll come back. I know you have an announcement, but the announcement is not really an announcement. It's an announcement about an announcement.
I'm here to talk about absolutely nothing. That's why I'm here, yeah.
Well, they were very strict with us about how we have to tease an announcement that's not happening now. It's happening later, but we can't talk about it, but we should talk about it.
I'm just living in fear that I mess it all up or say what I think Vanessa referred to as a bad word. And I checked out some of my bad words on her, and apparently they're all bad.
Yeah, because
there were none of them that got through the Vanessa filter.
She's very strict about the
words. So I can't say
words.
Bad words, and I can't tell you what I'm going to be doing for the rest
so
of this
why
year
are you
with
here?
New music out. So I'm just here to hang out.
We'll take you.
Make sure my picture's still on the wall.
Cool. We'll just talk about the Super Bowl then.
That's all right. That's what everyone's talking about. You're going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it with glee.
Yeah.
Are you rooting for anybody, or do you care?
Well, here's the thing. I think circa 1990, whatever it was, if you're a neutral and you're watching that Jordan team the first time with the three-peat, you probably want to see history made,
right?
So I suppose I'm supporting the Chiefs, but that make me very unpopular with some of my greatest friends in Philadelphia. So
yeah. Except their fan base is a terrible fan base. But those aren't your words. Those are my words. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier. It's interesting because you were born right here in Southern California.
Yes. I think you referred to me as playing both sides.
Yeah, you could play. Yeah, because you could play both sides. And I wonder if, is it ever useful to you to be the Californian or as opposed to the fine, upstanding British gentleman?
I whip it out.
You do?
Every now and then. Yeah, yeah. It's like a little trump card.
Right.
Well, that's probably the wrong word, actually. I sang California with Joni Mitchell at the Hollywood Bowl. And at that moment, I was very much from California.
Right.
And then when we're discussing political issues at home in the UK, I'm very much not an American.
Right,
anymore.
Got it. So you can play both sides.
I'm a dual citizen, so I feel like a spy at the airport because I've got two passports. And I'm very proud of that, actually. I really am.
I know that one of the things we can talk about is, and we're going to listen to Rushmore in a second, it's your single that's doing very well right now, but also the name of the album that'll be out on March 28th. First album you guys have put out in, I think, 7 years as a band. You did some solo stuff. Did you miss doing the collaborative thing?
Yes.
Very much
with
so.
All my heart. Yeah.
Right.
I was longing to get back. And it actually started for us 2 years ago in Los Angeles. I was living here and Ted and Ben both came out and we just started by playing some instruments together in the room. And then these songs started coming.
So was there a plan then to create a new album or that just started happening?
It was like, let's just see how it feels. This is a choice. It's not, we don't have to do this. You know, no one's forcing us to do this. Let's do it if it feels right. And these songs just started pouring out of us. And it's been 2 years. It's been the most prolific 2 years of my life.
So then how was it then just doing your own solo thing? Did it feel a little lonely because you're so used to working with these guys?
I was surrounded by really wonderful collaborators, people like Phoebe Bridges and Monica Martin, Danielle Ponder, Blake Mills, all these cats that I really admire that I wanted to work with and haven't been able to, you know, in the band setting for, you know, because you can't work with everyone. So I got to, you know, enjoy leaning into some of those collaborations. I was surrounded by people, but I really missed the band, and everyone wanted to come back and just see what it felt like. Ted and Ben and I just in a room together, see what it felt like. And it felt great. And then, and now we're sitting on all this material and I'm not allowed to talk about it all, but it's, there's a lot of songs. There's a lot of songs. So we're starting here. And yes, with Rushmere, which comes out in March, but there's a lot of songs.
And you got to kill ones that you probably think are great, but there's just not space, even though...
Yeah, we've edited it down to like 60 or something. There's a lot of songs.
60?
Yeah, there's a lot.
You've whittled it down to 60?
Well, it's been 2 years in the studio.
Dang.
You know?
Yeah, and also they were apart for some time, too, so I think all that just comes flowing out again.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this, because I know you did the theme song, or like theme music, the score for Ted Lasso. That was you, right?
Yeah.
That was your doing, and what a successful show that has been.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this thing the other day that said the band Devo, one of their songs is used on the show Ridiculousness, which, as you know, on MTV just plays around the clock. It's just nonstop. And they're making millions of dollars from that. When you provide a theme song for a show and it becomes a very successful show, that's got to feel so much better than if your music gets put on a show that's canceled after two episodes.
Yeah, I think so. Although, you know, because of the format that show's watched, most people just know the drum fill that go digga digga dig, yeah, and then it's skip intro.
Right, I'll purposely skip it.
Yeah, so they just hear the digga digga, yeah!
So you get paid for the first 3 seconds there.
Yeah, no, not at all, really. But, but yeah, and I think it was when they won a bunch of Emmys, it was just that drum fill on that first note. And then they cut it. Yeah.
So when you watch Ted Lasso, I'm sure you do. Do you skip intro or do you sit through your song?
I've never watched it because I watched it because I scored the first two seasons, so I watched it a lot. That it took me a lot of time and energy.
Marcus, you have a couple Grammys under your belt. Your beautiful wife, Carey Mulligan, also has an Oscar.
She doesn't yet, actually.
She hasn't gotten it yet?
It's a source of real contention, actually. Yeah,
no. Thanks for bringing
huge
that up, Ali.
No, I thought she won an Oscar last year.
No, she's been nominated 3 times for Best Actress.
She didn't win for Maestro?
She did not, but this is the thing about that's why a nomination is like a win, because no one really remembers.
Right. Okay, but she has many awards, and so do you, is my point. Mm. And do you have an awards room? Do you have a place where you put them all, or are they just in a bathroom?
Yeah, that's exactly where they are. Yeah, they're in our downstairs loo.
So do you have a competition that I have more awards than you, carry? Oh, that's, nominated. Man, that must be rough.
Do you know what? There's some really questionable ones. Anything right. That's glass doesn't really count as an award.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's glass.
Or it's just an innocuous shape.
Yeah, and there's some good ones that are certificates, you know. Mm. I think Grammy nominations are cool, but they're certificates. You don't get a statuette. I suppose you have to win.
Oh, you get like a diploma almost from the Grammys that say you've been nominated?
We watched the Grammys on Sunday. We're here in Los Angeles at the moment for a while, and I watched with my kids, and the first bit comes up, and they're like, oh, Daddy, you got those?
Yeah.
I recognize that.
That's great. Those are from our bathroom. Yeah. We have those in our bathroom. That's good stuff. Well, we're going to play Rushmere now, and what would you like to say about it before we put it on K-Rock for the masses?
Nothing.
All right, here we go. Let's time it. Here it is. You cannot skip this. This is Rushmere, of course, Marcus Mumford in K-Rock Studios as we speak. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We only let very important, very successful people in our studios, minus ourselves. And Marcus Mumford is here for an announcement that will change your life forever. How's that? Did I oversell it?
Surprise, surprise. Our band's going to play some shows.
Hell yeah.
We're very relieved. And we're going to start small and intimate. And we're calling it the tour before the tour. We're going to play theaters all over the place.
Wait, so you're not talking massive venues like you will be playing when I'm sure you go on tour to support the album. We're talking intimate little venues.
We're going to play the Palladium in Los Angeles.
What?
Yeah. And we're going to play the Forum in London and these little spots, which is where we kind of cut our teeth. You know, these rooms that we haven't had the opportunity to play loads. And it felt like a good way to sort of warm ourselves up and and play some of these new songs in an intimate setting before bigger ones later in the year. So
is that so you get the bad out in front of smaller crowds before you
try all the jokes out that are going to bomb?
They're going to be really bad. Really bad.
I mean, yeah, you guys don't need to like brush up. You guys know what you're doing.
No, I think we just really wanted to take the opportunity to play small venues because we love them. We love small venues. Like, we grew up on small venues. We, you know, our music belongs in those as well as big ones, you know. So
are there more nerves when you are going into a smaller place where you start really seeing the faces of the people than when you're in a massive place where it's just a sea of kind of hair?
Yeah, the big ones, especially the outdoor big ones, can feel like a little more anonymous, especially if you're quite far away from the crowd. Like Glastonbury, you're like 50 meters away from the crowd, you know. But in these places, you're right, you can smell each other.
Yeah.
I also feel like people are more aware of the intimacy and they are more willing to put their phones away and simply be present in the experience. And that must feel refreshing for you as a performer.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can be deliberate about asking for moments without phones, but I also get the instinct to, you know, want to capture it. So
yeah,
I'm not very Dave Chappelle on that.
If you see Mumford & Sons, you're going to want everyone to know you saw Mumford & Sons, especially if they're at the
Palladium.
That'll be on March 20th. And then you've got these other shows happening in Chicago and Toronto, Brooklyn, as you mentioned, back on the other side of the pond. This is so cool. All supporting the album, which will be out on March 28th. It's Rushmere, the first album Mumford & Sons had out in 7 years. The band's back together. And this is so exciting. Palladium show. What are you going to demand? What is the one thing you'll demand is in your dressing room? Because when you first start out in these small venues, you could make no demands. You just showed up.
This is right. Yeah. What's the one thing I'll demand? Do you know what? I think I'm going to treat myself that night to a new pair of sneakers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, new. Just Vans. Nothing fancy.
Nice.
Nothing vintage. Nothing cool, for sure. But just a nice box fresh pair of sneaks.
That is a nice feeling, huh?
For a show, right?
The big announcement from Marcus Mumford here on K-Rock, everything is gone. And then you hit the tour again and you have some tour rituals, right, that you do before you head out?
Yeah, I've started warming up because we're going to play a lot of shows this year and I want my voice to survive. So I've started taking that more seriously, actually.
Is it true or false, speaking of warming up, you already ran 3 miles today?
This is true. Yeah, this is true. But how did you know that?
Three, because I saw you running on the way here.
Right.
So that's Marcus Mumford.
I'm pouring with sweat. Someone's been helping me with my voice and how to protect it for the long term. And cardio is a big part of it, apparently.
Really?
It's like a grown-up job now for me.
So it wasn't just another New Year's resolution?
I'm moving from my amateur phase into my professional phase where I'm taking it a bit more seriously.
Yeah, now you're real. You're like Bono now.
Yeah. You're going to get like special tees and everything?
He calls it a tune-up.
What's your time on 3 miles? What do you run 3 miles in?
I go slow and steady. I mean, it depends. But mostly I go slow and steady. And then I start doing weights. It's very boring.
Yeah, no, I think it's fascinating.
I don't think it's
boring. And it's not very rock and roll.
I did 3 miles one time in an hour and 20 minutes.
Lovely.
So.
That's very civil. It's very cultured.
Yeah.
You know, Klein's actually run a 5K blindfolded before.
I did. I ran a 5K. That was a bet I lost on this dumb show. Well, anyway, listen, love having you at K-Rock. You're like family here. Support. Obviously, don't need to tell you this. I'm sure this Palladium show will sell out instantly. People are already asking tickets. How do I get them? How can I get in? All the details, I'm sure, will be up on the socials, K-Rock and Mumford & Sons as well.
That's absolutely right.
Very
so
cool.
Much.
Thanks for stopping by. Always good to see you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.